Welcome, everyone, to the Blessings of Christ on this 18th day of July. I started with just a friendly welcome to everyone, and then Tony, our co-host, reminded me I had not started the recording. So thank you, Tony. I really appreciated that. I was just so excited to be here. This has been an amazing week for me, a wonderful, jam-packed week of challenges, love, hard work, getting things done, and then arriving on time. We have an absolutely amazing webinar in store for those of you who chose to enroll, and we have scholarships still available for those who want to be here, but we're a little bit stretched financially. So just let me know. It's not too late. It might be too late to be on the call today, but every call is recorded, and then you can be on the live call next week. So let me know if it really, really resonates with you and you want to be here. It's so interesting. I finished our lesson for today 5 minutes before time for the blessing call. And this last week, one of my great blessings was to receive into our family a brand new baby kitten to take the place of my beloved little Sita, who left us a few months ago. And she came racing in here to be in my lap for the blessing. So who knows how much these little guys know about everything. I think sometimes they're more in touch with God than we are. She's just here purring away in my lap saying, okay, I'm first up for the blessing. And I would say to her, get in line and take a number, because we've got a lot of people here ready for a blessing. And we want to hear from the ones who are in the queue, because you always have wonderful things to say, either in praise or in request. And we're going to take, I think Jerome was the first, so we're going to open your line, Jerome. We're ready for you.
Light and love, peace and joy and everything for you, Glenda, with the universe of Yeshua being there in our heart and spirit, and I'm glad he's there with you and for all of us. You're just doing a fantastic job, and I thank you, and I love everything you do, and you're just a priceless spirit of the best for Yeshua ben Yosef.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
May
your smile ring throughout eternity.
Yes, it will, and yours will, too. So thank you. I love you, and I've got the best. Okay.
Oh, love you, too, and all your family and all your loved ones.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we're going to move on to Mara. We haven't heard from you in a little while, Mara, so I'm glad you're here.
Thank you, Glenda. I am glad to be here. Last week, my phones were out of order. And so I couldn't get out. I couldn't get into the call.
Oh.
And I would just like to thank everyone for all the prayers that were and still are coming forth from this wonderful family of ours, the Spiritus family. And also, I've been trying to get through to you, but I don't know if it's my phone or yours, but I have left several messages, and I'm wondering if you have gotten any of them, because I wanted to, been asking to sign up for the, webinar. And
well,
also, I have an order to give you.
I gave you
Pardon?
A scholarship, so you are signed up.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's
okay,
wonderful
so
to know.
You're in, and you should have received a welcome letter by now. I'm surprised you haven't. But
well, I don't have a computer anymore.
Okay.
Because of my eyesight.
I got you.
Yeah. So.
Well, you know our webinar number, so just call in. And it starts at 6 o'clock Central Daylight Time.
Oh, 6 o'clock Central.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Okay. We used
to change it because of some of my duties in life that
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's good to know. 6 o'clock. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We'll see you then.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And I'm so glad to hear your voice strong and you strong and marching on.
Right. Thank you. I am too. Glad to hear yours and everyone else's, Jerome, and everyone else that will come on the phone. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye. Tony,
bye now.
I'm going to open your line. Hi, Tony.
Oh, hi, dear Glenda.
Hi.
I just wanted to say thank you, bless you for being here with us. Thank you for doing this webinar. I'm very excited about this webinar. I think the content of this webinar will be something that's just beautiful and very, very timely. Can't wait to hear more.
It is. And it will get better with every lesson because it's a complex subject and a very deep one, which is why it has not been revealed in a casual way. It's been alluded to through the ages in different ways. And Yeshua has revealed many parts of it in different contexts. But as it is said in the book of Revelation, it shall be revealed in his life. And it's about how we can take the elements of creation, which are indelible to our life, and manage them more for the good, to bring about the good that has been intended, and brush away the illusions that are not so good. Because we have, today I would say we've probably never had before a world so filled with illusions and delusions that are being widespread, promoted with little or no basis in truth. So we need to get back to how do you find the truth? How was the universe created and therefore our life as well? And this is going to bring this into a clear, a much clearer focus for everyone.
That's beautiful. Thank you. I just want to give an acknowledgement. I asked for a blessing last week for a few things for the family, and all of those things have improved. And so I really want to express just thanks for the love and support from earth to heaven and all of the love and support and prayers. And the help and the response and the blessings. And so another blessing this week for the family, for everybody. There's a number of family members going through, big changes and traumatic stuff. But also, they're having, small and big miracles. So I'm very grateful. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Yes. And I am very grateful to hear that. It touches me deeply just to be here and to know that we are serving so many because each one of you touches the lives of dozens directly and possibly thousands indirectly. Mm. And if you multiply that times the number of people on this call, we're having a really big impact in the world. Mm. Right now, a good touch with God and a great impact is a really big gift. And thank you for being here to offer that gift.
Mm-hmm.
We're helping so many people who don't know it, but they still receive it and appreciate it. And it doesn't matter that they don't know about us because the gift is from God. And hopefully it will take them into a greater communion with God. We can pray for that and hold that as our thought.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Tony, do you have any messages from the skies, or is it all pretty much happening here on Earth right now?
You know, a lot of it just seems to be unfolding very much here. There is a full moon coming. We have a full moon. It's going to highlight Pluto, which is always something that is going to bring in that transformational energy. Today we have the sun opposing Pluto, so almost exactly. So that's today, tomorrow, the next day. But that's very strong, and that's going to also be tied in very very much with the full moon energy, which is exact on Friday.
Okay. Well, that reminds me of something I want to, that's really heavy in my heart right now, and I want to bring it into the blessing circle, and that is the revolution and the horrible events that are happening in South Africa. We need to include that country in our blessing. It has gone through so much, and a lot of the hardship that's happening is being generated by negative forces. Perhaps a peaceful revolution is called for, because it's a continual, process of recovering a new nation from a past that was not exactly, integrated with its history, but not like it's happening, not at all. And then we want to remember the fires that are happening on the west coast of the United States.
Yeah.
And, blessings to the earth and safe journey and safe evacuation for people whose lives are being affected by it. So these are traumas that are happening in the earth, and we lend our hearts and our spirits to the healing and the recovery of these areas.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Elizabeth, you're on.
Oh, hi, Glenda. It's Elizabeth. I just wanted to send gratitude for the prayers that you sent for my friend George French, who had the stroke. He's getting much better. I'd like prayers to just continue for his continued healing after that event in New Orleans, and for my friend John, who was in surgery last week just as we were having the call, and he came out and they took out everything, and he's much, much, much better. And I want to give so much gratitude for those two people and how their lives they've both got a second chance to live a full life again. And it's just, I'm so grateful for that, and a continued blessing for John. I think he comes out of the hospital tomorrow.
Great.
And just a blessing for me, because I think just with all the trauma of the COVID, the year we've been under or more, and just anxiety generally has built up in me. And I think that sort of near-death experience in the accident I had with George has put me somewhere where I'm very shaky and my blood pressure has gone up and I don't seem to be able to get it down a bit. I just think my nerves are jangled, and I'd ask for a blessing to just help me release all the things that just recently happened to me, that they're over, they're good, everyone's okay, and that somewhere in my mind I need to release it and just take a deep breath and get myself back to being calm and peaceful and just okay again, to realize everything's behind me, and I'm having a little trouble with that. So I'd ask for a blessing for help to just get me back on track.
We will. It will be our pleasure. And also, Elizabeth, realize that sometimes it takes a little while.
Yeah.
Even with things that could happen in a heartbeat, we're allowed to go through the process so that we may examine it. And as we examine the process, it actually helps to build up immunity for it not happening again. So sometimes the extra while we are given has a value to it. Just so you are feeling a little better every day, you're feeling a little more in charge of the situation every day, in a state of gratitude and progress every day. And then, in a heartbeat, it will be restored to normal. I can tell you that personally, because I think all of you know the traumas that I have been through in the last 6 months. And every Sunday I'm here. Every day I find moments of gratitude and creativity and optimism. But the overall stress and situation took a while to move through. And I just let it have that while. And eventually I got to this point where now most days I wake up and I'm Glenda again. And, you know, I'm not the situation. The thing is, we can build up relationships to a situation. And situationships are not what we want. We want relationships, not situationships. But unfortunately, we get pulled into situations that don't dispel overnight. So we work through them, and we come back to ourselves. And it helps to really engage in relationships that are not situationships. I hope that's meaningful and not just monkey talk. But there is a difference, because we can be so involved in our situation. That's all we talk about. And we think about, oh, this situation just goes on and on forever. Well, it really could if you create it. So I would say be patient. Allow it to go on as long as it needs to, but put your attention on something else, especially on positive relationships, and that'll take care of it.
Thank you so much, Glenda. That was exactly what I needed to hear. That is so helpful, so very, very helpful. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And dear sweet Sarah, you're on the line and you're open.
Oh, aloha, beloved Glenda, and this beautiful, beloved community. So many thanks and blessings to you, Glenda, and your new kitty. And what's her name?
Bunny.
Bunny!
Well, her whole name is Bunny Rainbow, because Bunny. She came to me from over the rainbow, and she hopped around like a bunny.
Oh, yes, she
so
did.
Her name is Bunny Rainbow.
Oh, beloved Bunny Rainbow, thank you for joining us. And I just want to say I'd like to request a special blessing for my mom, Kathleen. I'm here visiting her in Massachusetts, and it was just my birthday yesterday, so a blessing for that for my
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's a blessing to be with my mama and my dad, and thank you so much for all of their service and love. And for my mom's, a beloved friend of hers called Jerry, I'd like to ask a blessing for Jerry. And I'd like to ask a blessing for our home here in Massachusetts. It's just the Northeast has been receiving so much rain, and many basements, including ours, is flooded. So just a prayer for warm, dry homes for all people. May all people have a safe sanctuary where they can be with their family and be safe and be in love. And thank you so much, Glenda.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for your loveliness and your sweet spirit. It blesses us all. And I actually talk to so many people, and I say, oh, and I just love it when Sarah comes on. Her voice is so sweet. So you are being noticed.
Oh, I appreciate and love this community so much, and I'm just shining the light.
I know.
The light of, yes, okay, aloha.
Yes. Okay, dear, I'm going to bring on Stormy. Hello, Stormy. We are ready for you. And that's a big number. But I want to say something first, Stormy, is that I want to give you a scholarship to our webinar today. You more than deserve it. And I really, really want you to be there. I tried to call. I couldn't reach you. I have no way to email you, so I just couldn't get in touch. But I think you and Tony have a connection. So, Tony, if you will send him all of the information, then he can join us today on the webinar. Okay? Now, Stormy, you're on.
Yes, I did want to mention that Tony and I started the blessing an hour early because we had a conversation between each other. I wanted to mention that. I also wanted to mention, I remember someone who used to be called Bunny.
Really?
Yeah, it's you.
Me?
Yeah. You had a nickname. Brian used to call you Bunny occasionally.
Yeah, well, actually he did.
And it was a little bit embarrassing when he said it in front of me for you, because that was private. But I wanted to mention that you used the name Bunny Rainbow. And I remember, I know someone who occasionally was called Bunny.
Oh, I had totally forgotten that. But I'm so glad I brought it back to life and gave it an inheritor. So,
and I do want to give blessing for what you asked last week. David Gibson of the Sound Healing Institute called me a couple of days ago to let me know what was going on. And we talked for a good hour while he's driving up to Mount Shasta from California to be with the angels, he said that day. But he let me know that about a month ago, he had another one of his sound healing symposiums. He had 8,000 people show up to it. And he gave everyone a copy of The Calling of Angels that he reproduced for me.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And we did put a disclosure on there. Do not listen to this if you are faint of heart. I make that very clear. This is not a piece of music for the faint of heart. But you ask about my music getting out, and it had already been answered before you talked about it.
I did. Oh, it's such good news, Stormy. And we are all blessed because, you know, each person who listens is going to touch 1,000. And then more and more people will begin to ask for it and listen to it. So it's just the beginning. Congratulations,
yes, Stormy. Yes, I'm getting myself ready for people who are going to want to meet me. David says, when you come into California, he has a spare bedroom for me, and I'm getting healthier and wealthier and getting myself into such a position that I can be of service. And it's just so beautiful to see so many things coming into light for all of us. And I had a also I wanted to mention that I still do the prayer call every Tuesday and Thursday. Making sure you're not doing something on a Thursday. But even if someone doesn't show up, Glenda, I start the prayer anyhow. And I verbally do a prayer, and then maybe 15 minutes or 10 minutes later, I had someone come in and was just listening to my prayer. And sometimes it's just only one of us, not a whole lot on the call anyhow, but I want you to know that I keep that up and I feel it dear to your heart and dear to the heart of what humanity needs in this time of prayer. That you cannot, someone I talked about says, you know, they think the Vatican is holding words that were written a long time ago of truth that we all need to hear. And I made it very clear. I don't care if the Vatican is holding words that they think we don't need to hear yet. You cannot hide the Word of God. You cannot hide God's love.
You can't.
You know, and a lot of those words that the Vatican is hiding, in the analogy, other people are bringing that truth forward, like in the words of Love Without End. I recently watched a movie that I had asked to have a lot of lines from the book of Love Without End in the movie. And this movie, you would have thought that this person read your book and put a lot of those words into it.
Oh, really? What was the movie?
The Custodian.
The Custodian. Okay.
Yeah, I tried to leave a message on the phone, and I think I may have said The Guardian. But it's called The Custodian. A man is lost in the woods and finds a doorway into the heavens, into heaven. And it's just so many things I wanted for people to hear about me, not only taking them to the light, but taking them through the light and coming back. But so many of the words that are in Love Without End and the things that are spoken that you try, that you teach and bring forth from your conversations are in this movie, and then another movie, and then in another movie, and another movie. I keep seeing and hearing all the things that I'm asking for. This is an Australian movie called The Custodian back in 1999. It is extremely rewarding to especially everybody who is involved on this blessing call, the blessing givers, and anyone who has ever even seen the book Love Without End. And I wanted to bring that blessing to humanity for this blessing call, that things are happening in such beautiful ways. And Africa, I hold dear in my heart for the situation that they are in. And I send mercy that is needed amongst men there who are arguing each other so fiercely that they receive the gift of mercy within their hearts. I think that's a good one, to receive the gift of mercy.
Oh,
then we can work from there. Work from there.
Yeah, absolutely. Very well.
And I can hear your joy today. You've got some good things going on here, Glenda.
I do. Bunny Rainbow is up here playing with my pen, just getting ready for the blessing. And I just, 5 minutes before we started the call, I finished our webinar lesson one. I was just thrilled. I was blown away. And everyone on the call, I just feel the joy. And I feel like I've actually come home to myself finally. So it's a wonderful feeling. And thank you, Stormy. And so ask Tony about the details on the webinar.
Yes, I will. And coming home to yourself. When you said the name Bunny, I went, oh, Glenda has come home to herself. She didn't remember it, but she used to be. So that's a good one, you know. And I'll talk to Cloney later. And after that, I'll be able to get you to my new website, but we won't do that here.
Okay. Well, we'll talk. I really do need to wrap this up, Stormy. Because
yes, please do.
Got to have a little rest before the webinar starts. Okay. We've got one more caller. Christopher, I'm going to open your line. Bunny had my clicker. Okay.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Glenda. Hi, everybody. I just wanted to say hello and share that I'm really blessed this morning. For the last 3 weeks, actually, I've been able to go to dance church, which I've been a part of for many years here in San Diego area. And because of COVID, they took it outside. So we're dancing with music and children and people under the trees, the eucalyptus trees. And dance is such a sacred way of praying for me. And while I was in that prayer, I swear, I felt Yeshua so strong, and I felt you, Glenda, so strong, and I felt so much joy about what we're doing today. I mean, I'm just, like, blown away at how connected we all are in his love, in his humor, in his grace. I'm so excited for the webinar. And Glenda, I felt that what you said about coming home to yourself. I felt like this connection with you and this incredible gratitude for the grace that you have brought into my life. And I was dancing with you in spirit today. And I'm so excited for today.
Thank you. That's wonderful. That is awesome. Thank you.
Well, thank you for everything. I'll see you today.
All right. This is a special day for sure. And it's, I think Bunny Rainbow is feeling like she's coming home to herself. She can't stop dancing. She's dancing with you right now. Scooting pencils around and picking everything up and throwing it around and can't wait for the blessing. So, if I wish I could take a video, that would be so cute.
I would love to see that.
Yeah. All right. Well, everybody, let's get ready for our blessing. And the best way I know of is just to be settled in your chair. Find that place of peace within yourself. Take a deep breath. Hold it and release it slowly. And take another and release it slowly. And another. And release it slowly. Now, make sure every body part is uncrossed. Okay? You don't want to have any energy crossing over from left to right unless it happens in the heart. And in the heart, it actually circles. It doesn't really cross over. It circles around. I will begin my prayer to Yeshua. And when I finished, the blessing givers will join me in conducting the energy of the blessing while you say your prayer to God. That prayer is very important because it helps to open you up and it follows the admonition, ask and you shall receive. And from a very technical standpoint, it conveys the energy of the universe into a form that's more receivable to your body and your life because we're in an ocean of energy. Most of it not intended for us in the direct sense. And thank goodness for that inside an electrical storm. So just like there are radio and TV signals all around us, well, there are all kinds of signals that are around us, but not exactly meant for us. But we create that connection when we pray. Pardon me. Dear Yeshua, our beloved brother, Son of God, who has come to show us that we too are children of God. And as we become the fullness of who we are, we arise into the knowledge that was given to us from the beginning of time as a seed planted in our being to grow in the fertile soil of the earth and become through experience, through love, through sharing, and the gaining of knowledge to be all that we are. As we work in harmony with each other, in community, we become that potential that was planted within us. And we arrive into this state of joy, celebration, and fulfillment. Today, in our blessing, let us just surrender into the spread of blessings upon the earth. from which we receive our parts. And we give thanks that these blessings through our community, through the grace of God, through the love of Christ, are given to all. We ask this in your name, in your holy presence. Amen. Blessing givers, will you join me and let us begin?
Amen. Amen. And amen. Your blessing has been given. Now it's for you to finish receiving. Go and rest for at least 7 minutes. Don't think. Don't even pray. Just be in that what is place. Whatever is, is. And accept. Let the blessings be absorbed. And they will show up visibly in the coming days or weeks. And go forth and have a good rest of your day. I wish you a great week. And hope you come back next Sunday. So bye-bye for now.